I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't even want to play his music. Thank you.
She's mad, everybody.
Well, we're all mad.
Diddy did pretty well. That verdict yesterday in the Diddy trial, shocking. I think it was shocking for almost everyone that was like...
Including Diddy.
Yeah. In fact, we even have audio of Diddy's lawyer. Do you want to hear some of this?
Sure.
How he reacted, because real fast, tell everybody what the verdict was in case you did miss it.
So he only was charged or convicted of two of the lesser crimes that he was accused of. And both are, I said yesterday, one of them was a sex trafficking charge. He was not convicted of that. He was convicted of prostitution charges and like transporting people knowing that they would be paid for sex.
So besides completely being exonerated, this is the next best thing, correct?
Yeah. No! Oh,
sorry, I thought, okay.
No.
Here's Diddy's lawyer.
It's a great victory for Sean Combs. It's a great victory for the jury system. You saw that the Southern District of New York prosecutors came at him with all that they had. They're not stopping. But one thing stands between all of us and a prison, and that is a jury of 12 citizens.
I mean, he's right.
Well, he is right. And here's the thing. If the prosecution failed to show proof beyond a reasonable doubt of the other three more serious charges, then it was their duty to acquit him of those charges.
Right.
Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it's true, everybody is supposed to be held to the same standard no matter who you are, which is if it can't be proven beyond a reasonable doubt, then you can't make somebody guilty, you know? you can't go off feelings.
What were the other charges?
One was racketeering.
And racketeering is organized crime.
Yeah, and I guess the problem is they couldn't find enough, like, they couldn't prove that there were a number of people involved.
Okay.
The other was sex trafficking, and that's
moving people over the state lines, moving prostitutes, right?
Well, I think yes.
For the purpose of sex.
Well, I don't think it has to be prostitutes. Sometimes it's people that are being forced.
Right, right, right.
So it says racketeering and sex trafficking.
And they couldn't get him for that. So where did the prosecution go wrong in this, Katie?
Well, I mean, obviously, I don't know for sure, but I think one of the problems is that they just didn't have the proof that they needed. You could show as much baby oil as you want. Having a freak off isn't illegal. What would be illegal is forcing people like Cassie to have sex with male escorts because that's what you like to watch.
Right. And they couldn't prove that? And, like, how do you prove that? She testified that that's what happened.
Right, but, I mean, like, somebody just saying something isn't proof.
So is it possible that they just couldn't find anybody to corroborate her story? Is that what it was?
Well, I mean...
Just a complete lack of people turning on Diddy?
Maybe the male escorts didn't know that she was being forced to do this.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? She testified that he would like imprison her. He would punish her by taking away any opportunity to contact the outside world or go anywhere. But I mean, unfortunately, as the abused tend to do, she would stay for a variety of reasons. One is he would threaten to show people the freak off videos because they filmed them.
Right.
But again, still not illegal. Maybe that's how that they proved that there were male escorts there because they were filmed. I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And so now we're still awaiting sentencing. What's the bad news on the sentencing?
What do you mean?
Is it true that he possibly may serve no time for this?
Oh, if the only charges that he's being convicted of are prostitution charges, then probably not. I mean, he's already had time served. He could have to just pay fines. He could get a very short sentence, but then with good behavior and overcrowding, then they let him out and let him be on house arrest. Maybe they just put on house arrest. But if you're Diddy, you live in a mansion. So you're going to go house arrest in your mansion after you've been in county for however many months. It's going to feel like a vacation.
Are there any tea leaves that we can read over the fact that he was denied bail?
That does make me hopeful that he is going to
get
something.
Okay.
But I don't know why they would give him bail or give him bond if he's been found guilty but not sentenced.
Yeah.
So it feels like I'm sure they just asked for bail because that's what you do.
Yeah. Well, if we're wondering, is it, at the very least, is Diddy going to learn from this? Is he going to turn a new leaf? There was a report that I read that said probably not, because this is a guy who was still doing these freak-offs while under federal investigation for the freak-offs.
So apparently that rubbed this judge particularly the wrong way.
Mm.
The fact that he was under federal indictment and federal investigation,
yeah,
and still didn't stop doing any of the things that he was that they were looking into him. So maybe that will help.
Well, we will see what the sentencing is. But there you go. There's your Diddy update. Katie's got all the details for you.
Hey, guys. Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.